And some of the things that they asked me to talk about today are, what is it like if you have COVID-19 and you're sick enough to be in the hospital? So you'll be in isolation. The people who see you will be wearing N95 masks, face shields, gowns, gloves. And you'll be very isolated, not really able to leave your room very much. You will not be able to see your family probably, unless you're dying. And in some situations, when someone is dying, we'll make an exception and allow someone to come in. But otherwise, you won't see family except on a video interface or by telephone. You may be here for weeks and weeks and weeks, which is one of the issues with COVID-19. The people who come in the hospital are very sick. And many illnesses, we can turn around, they get better, they're home in a few days. COVID-19, not so much. If you end up on a ventilator, for example, you have about maybe 1 in 3 chance of surviving to go home. We see people on very high levels of oxygen having to use what's called BiPAP, which is a mechanical ventilation, which is non-invasive. So it's a mask that someone wears. It's very uncomfortable, but it's the only way we can keep some people alive. And people have to be on that sometimes for very prolonged periods of time, much longer than we normally would have used that in the past because of the discomfort associated with it. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we've learned a fair amount about COVID and found some things that are helpful. There's remdesivir, which may help decrease the number of days in the hospital. We're using that in the right patients. We're using steroids, which seem to be the only thing that's really been proven to be of benefit. And what kinds of people are we seeing with COVID? There's a myth out there that it's just really very old and infirm people who end up in our hospital, and that's not true. We see people who are in their 40s, 50s, extremely ill. We've had people in their 20s die. We've had patients who are in their mid-30s go from talking to us to passing away within 24 to 36 hours. This is a serious illness that affects a broad swath of people. The people who primarily get sick are older and do have comorbidities, but they might have had a number of years of life left if they had not gotten COVID-19. So there's also about, well, we're just attributing this to people who are going to die anyway. Well, I would take issue with that and say that's not really correct. We're seeing many people who should have had many years of life with their families to spend, who will not because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Challenges, as you can imagine, if you have a loved one who's in the hospital, your mother, brother, father, child who ends up in the hospital with COVID-19 and you can't come see them, or they end up in the hospital at all right now and you can't come in and see them, that makes life extremely complicated for families. And it complicates the life of my team because we like to talk to families and it's very difficult to communicate what's happening with their loved ones on the telephone alone. And sometimes we have to have some very serious conversations with people about, you know, what the next steps are for their loved one. Can we save them at all? There are some people who are so sick that we know that no matter what we do, you know, whether we do CPR if they have an arrest or we put them on a ventilator, we know there's 0% chance of them surviving. And having those conversations with families over the phone is extremely difficult. You know, in my specialty, we deal with death and dying, not uncommonly, but my team is seeing volumes of people dying that they've never had to deal with before. And that's been emotionally draining on them. It's emotionally draining on the nursing staff and the frontline caregivers. And it does take a village to do this. And all these people go in, they work hard, they have to wear all this protective equipment. And it makes for a long and draining day when you're working in a COVID unit. But they're doing an amazing job, and I'm extremely proud of the staff I work with. So what I want people to know, I would say that if I was going to close with what I just talked about, I've heard us talked about as the frontline workers, but right now, the people in our community, they need to be the frontline workers by wearing masks, social distancing, and doing the things that Matt talked about during his earlier discussion. Right now, we're your last line of defense, and you do not want to end up on my service right now with COVID. We're taking care of all the COVID patients. They're very sick, and at the same time, we're also taking care of the same number of people we had to take care of before with just normal illnesses that affect our community. So I've had to ramp my team up substantially to deal with those volumes. We've had great support from our leadership. We have, a well thought out response plan, and we'll get through this. Our staff is doing pretty well, all things considered. They're resilient, and we'll get through this, but we need people in the community to help us.